get on with this. Hi, this is interview one with Ian Haig from, where are you from?
Ian? RMIT University.
RMIT. And firstly, hi Ian. And
hi, how you going?
When did you first teach multimedia art?
I've been teaching for about 15 years within RMIT, within the media arts program there. And prior to that, I was a postgrad student and an undergrad student. So I've been associated with the course area there for like 20 odd years.
And yeah. What was your background? What did you actually study in?
Originally, I was kind of, I had an interest in sound art and video art and moved kind of through that in my undergraduate years into like animation, then through further into like other areas like installation, web art and things like that. So I'm pretty much all over the shop in that sense.
You've effectively come from media arts right from the start.
Essentially, yeah. Okay.
And have you developed any courses in media arts or units and what and when?
Sure. Look, over the last 10 years or so, we've developed a course called New Genres, which is kind of an expanded kind of new media course. Which kind of seeks to kind of, you know, look at kind of like a critical perspective or take a critical perspective on like, you know, emerging kind of media culture, but from a fairly idiosyncratic point of view as well, you know, looking at all sorts of things like destruction in art,
yeah,
and performance art and interventionist art and stuff like that, and trying to expand just the rigid definitions of what new media is. You know, it's not about a computer necessarily, it's not about Apple Mac, it's it goes back to the 60s and the kind of the impetus of like, you know, people like Alan Kaprow and like Happenings and things like that, of involving an audience and implicating an audience in different ways.
Was that initiative from your own perspective, or was that guided through the actual institution?
No, that's something I established myself, yeah.
And was that in response to kind of what you perceived as a student need, or something that you perceived that the students needed?
Kind of both, and also what I needed in order to kind of teach a course that I felt was like honestly about reflecting, you know, what the history of like new media was about and where it kind of came from. I think it had to be positioned within that kind of strong historical fine art focus, opposed to purely a technological one.
Was it supported by the institution and other colleagues?
Absolutely, yeah. There's been no problem there. I mean, it's been good in that sense that you can kind of have control over your own kind of syllabus and direction in that way, yeah.
Thanks, Ian. And finally, have you managed to maintain your own practice within that, or have you felt that...
No, I have. I've forced myself to, absolutely. Though at times it has been kind of, you know, difficult with, like, you know, time management and stuff like that. But, I've always tried to maintain my own kind of body of work and my own practice, yeah. Otherwise, I'd go insane if I didn't.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
No worries.
For your contribution to this.
That's fine.